And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. This is our Christmas special today, and it will be filled with peace and love and joy and hope. A little bit of poetry from Salt Lake City poet Gino Sky. Some harmonies from the Larson Brothers out of Western North Dakota, and I know you're going to love that. Some mystical flute playing from Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull. There's color and crinoline, tinsel and tenor, and plenty of good libation. I'm Tom Russo. It's good to have you here. We begin today with a band from Charlottesville. Their music feels aged, and yet it is so smooth. I suppose it's just like their band name. They're called Chamomile and Whiskey. They released an original Christmas tune this December. It's jazzy, it's a tad melancholy, and catchy. It's called This Time of Year. But first, let's check out Hard Luck Dreams.
frosted window pane, Christmas lights flickering in a strip mall lot. And I pulled my coat tight, think I could face this night. Maybe this year I'll get it right, give it all that I've got. 'Cause this time it is for fighting back tears, gratitude and grief, the slow creeping fears, regret and grief, compassionate deeds, the things that we want, the things that we need. Swinging just above him, but he feels it in his heart.
That was a band out of Charlottesville. Band's called Chamomile and Whiskey, and they just played a tune called This Time of Year, a little Christmas tune. And before that, you heard Hard Luck Dreams. If you're just tuning in, I'm Tom Brusseau. This is the Great American Folk Show, and this is a Christmas special. And what I love so much about Christmas is that it is a cornucopia of all good things, but most importantly, harmony. An old pal of mine, Lowell Larson, and his brother Paul from Western North Dakota, they recorded this gem of a tune that I've just got to share with you. It's called Prairie Anthem, and it features that thing that made them so special as a duo, harmony. It's the Larson Brothers.
As the sun begins to rise over blue Dakota skies, the breeze is sighing through the valley below. From these hills I look around and know I'm not alone. She calls me my wild prairie home. Here the sagebrush fills the air, out with coyotes wailing prayer. The meadowlarks call in the warm dusty draw. There is no place I'll ever find will ever change my mind. She calls me my wild prairie home.
wide open spaces with quiet heart places. God shining graces on me, on you. There is no place I'll ever find, will ever change my mind. She calls me my wild prairie
You just heard brothers Lowell and Paul Larson, a couple of Norwegian North Dakota ranchers, and their tune, Prairie Anthem. And now for something a little bit different, we're going to go to Salt Lake City to visit with poet Gino Skye, whom I recorded in 2019 for the Great American Folk Show while I was living there in Salt Lake City. And he sets up his poem by mentioning Rosalie Sorrells. And in case you don't know that name, let me tell you, she was a very famous folk singer in the 60s and 70s who lived in Salt Lake and whose house, incidentally, I used to walk by quite often when I lived there with my wife in the avenues. It was just right down the street. Gino Skye's poem is entitled God and the Garbage Man, and it is a Christian analogy. In short, put your sins in the refuse, and he will cleanse them. Here's poet Gino Skye.
And this poem of mine is called God and the Garbage Man. Now, my dear friend Rosalie Sorrells, the folk singer, recorded this and put it on one of the last albums she recorded. It's and interesting because she did it, and it just changed the last line how she delivered it just a little bit, which is even better than the way I did it. But and this is about my idea of the four ways to drink wine. God and the garbage man. First choice, good wine and fine crystal. I tried this once before, but all of my good friends stopped speaking to me, and a lot of bankers started hanging around. Second choice, good wine and plastic cups. This seems to be the only way to fly, but have you ever tried to buy good wine at the Quickie Mart in Winnemucca? Third choice, bad wine and good crystal. The Catholic Church has a monopoly on this one, and I've always made it a practice never to cross anyone's picket line. Fourth and last choice, killer wine and plastic cups.
I've been here so many times before, and no one is fooled, not God and not the garbage man.
I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you.
The other night, I was out gazing at the stars. I'd heard that the Aurora Borealis, those great northern lights, were out. And I wanted to see if I could see some of them for myself. Went out, it was cold. I put on my coat, my hat, and I stood at the top of my driveway and I looked up to the sky, but I didn't see anything. So I waited a little bit to see if any would pop out, because, you know, northern lights tend to fluctuate and they come in and they come out, they're there and they're gone, and, but I didn't see anything. But as I was staying there, I had the distinct feeling that I was being watched. So I turned to the left over here, and as I did, there were six eyes looking at me. Three deer just standing right on my neighbor's lawn looking at me. I wondered what they thought of me, wearing my mad bomber hat and this big parka looking up at the stars. So we played a little bit of the staring game, these cute little things, and then off they trotted in the snow down the street and completely disappeared. It got me to wondering, though, I wonder what else lurks out there in my vicinity. This is the Great American Folk Show. It's a Christmas special. I'm Tom Brousseau, and we continue with great voices to bring you a tune by Seth Lakeman and featuring Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull doing an original Christmas tune for you. One more before you go. And thank you, Seth, for sending this one in. Enjoy.
One more for the spoils of life, one more before you go. Fill your glass and make it last, one more before you go. We've walked this road a thousand times, now grant us please a thousand more. Through the dark and wintry nights, we bring sweet music to your door. We've shared the songs and laughter too, and days of sorrow we've had our fill. And by December's silvery moon, we rode on home all singing still. One more for the spoils of life, one more before you go. Fill your glass and make it last, one more before you go. You've journeyed far may find a sheltered port in a stormy sea, and a haven from the gales of life to bring their spirits all to ease. One more for the spoils of life, one more before you go. Fill your glass and make it last, one more before you go. Kind voices, kind words we've met, with each new season hand in hand. A smiling face and an open door, and a Christmas cheer throughout the land. One more for the spoils of life, one more before you go. Fill your glass and make it last, one more before you go. One more for the spoils of life, one more before you go. Fill your glass and make it last, one more before you go. Before you go. Before you go.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at MinnKota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. Thank you for listening today. My name is Tom Brousseau, and wherever you may be listening in from, a Merry Christmas to you. It's our Christmas special. Our next guest, I'm very intrigued by. His name is Daniel Stepp. He not only writes music, but he also paints. And his paintings depict average, everyday summer life activities, like a couple watering their lawn, swimmers at a local pool, a yoga class in the park. Each scene is kind of idyllic. But an ominous undercurrent pushes it beyond mere saccharine postcard art. I'm not an art critic by any stretch of the imagination, but there's something going on there, even though I might not know exactly what it is. But I feel like it's in the way that he uses light in his painting and how he seems to incorporate within that light the sweltering Florida haze. Check out his paintings, DanielRStepp.com. Have a look for yourself. Daniel Stepp paints narratives, and he also performs and writes them too. And I'm so pleased that he could join us from his home in Gainesville, Florida. I asked him to also comment on his favorite place to write, and I think you're going to enjoy what he has to say.
Hi, my name is Dan Stepp, and I'm a songwriter in Gainesville, Florida. I write most of my songs in my sunken living room, a 1960s relic with poor insulation and 12-foot ceilings, constructed on a wooden lot next to a creek in North Florida. The south wall is made up entirely of sliding glass doors, and I can sit and observe an array of wildlife throughout the day and night. Of the birds alone, there are hummingbirds, cardinals, owls, hawks, crows, blue jays, mockingbirds, and they all make up a musical ensemble at any given moment. In addition, there are cicadas in the civil twilight and crickets at dusk. This puts limits on when I can actually record anything, but I record anyway, and you can hear this creekside choir on almost all of my songs if you listen closely. I'm convinced when I record vocal tracks that the cardinals particularly like to sing along because they will be silent until the moment I start singing and then join in. There are also squirrels, rabbits, raccoons, mice, foxes, coyotes, deer, and an occasional coral snake. I love to watch them all pass by the glass doors, and there's no place else I'd rather write music than in this room. I might gather ideas for songs in other places, in travel, in memories, in books, and in dreams, but the process of making songs happens almost entirely in this room. I also have band practice and jam sessions here, so it's a sacred space of sorts. Not exactly a Leonard Cohen Tower of Song, but a room with good sound and good views. To make it come to life, I have a baby grand piano and a trio of guitars, each in different tuning, depending on the aspiration of the song and the subject. Usually I write the lyrics first, but not always. It can take me months or longer to get something in a decent place, and I work on dozens of songs at once. So when one song is starting out, another one is wrapping up. I record bits and pieces of them on my iPhone mic as it comes together, so I don't forget it. The songs I'm playing for the Great American Folk Show are being played in the same room. Hope you enjoy them. So this song is called Goodbye Senator, and it's about a tree that I never saw that was in a park called Big Tree Park in Florida, north of Orlando, in a place called Longwood. And it was the oldest cypress tree in the world. It was the fifth oldest tree in the world in general, and it was the oldest tree in the United States east of the Missouri River. And in 2012, it was burned down in the park in kind of a tragic accident. The state of Florida had cut some money, and there weren't after-hour park rangers, and somebody had snuck into the park after hours and crawled underneath the tree. There was a void space, and this person crawled under the tree and lit a fire so they could see what they were doing, and what they were doing was smoking crystal meth, and this entire tree caught fire and burned down, and she filmed it and sent a video to one of her friends and said she burned down a tree older than Jesus, and it kind of struck me in a couple ways because it was a place I'd always want to go visit, and it made me realize the fragility of our ecosystem, that if you want to see things, you know, go when you have the opportunity to, because they might not be around forever. And it also just struck me kind of as a tragedy of management of resources, that we have these great things and these amazing places in Florida that are these natural wonders, and we're not doing enough to protect them. And so I wrote this song called Goodbye Senator about this tree.
It's a warm winter's night, so the fire's just for light. Just a better way to see. And oh, what a sight, methamphetamine pipe glowing in the shelter of the tree. The rounded world seen through the glass, all things surely pass. Some things were meant to hold the line. Crystals feed the embers, the forest still remembers the time before we called it time. Sarah Barnes, Sarah Barnes, what have you done? The smoke climbing to the setting sun. You've gone higher than the cirrus clouds, grayer than the night allows. Now the horror's just begun. Goodbye, Senator. Farewell to the war. I'll see you on some brighter shore. I'll see you on some brighter shore. Taking pictures of the rising flames, your laughter captured in the frame. A smoldering, grievous night. Heard the songs of the Timucua and 29 Mikhail Mikulich. You'd have said it's older than Jesus Christ. We won't be the last to burn down the past, to settle east of Eden's gate. Shovels and steam, the concrete and dreams, turnpike houses in a paradise we hate. Everyone, everyone, what have we done? The smoke climbing to the setting sun. We've gone higher than the cirrus clouds, grayer than the night allows. Now the horror's just begun. Goodbye, Senator. Farewell to the war. I'll see you on some brighter shore. I'll see you on some brighter shore.
The song's called Polaroid Days, and it's about how we artifact our life through images, specifically photographs. And in a weird way where life imitates art, I wrote this song and finished it. And a few months later, I was going to find all these photographs that I'd had my entire life collected in this box. It was a Rubbermaid box. And I put it into my garage, and Florida being as humid as it is, a science experiment had kind of taken place where humidity had come into this Rubbermaid container through the sides underneath the lid, but then as it heated up, it had nowhere to get out. And so over the course of, you know, probably 8 months or a year, all this water vapor went in, it didn't get out, and condensed in the bottom of this box. So there was about 2 inches of standing water in the bottom of this box. And it ended up destroying all my photographs, everything that I'd had my entire life, my childhood, my years in college, grad school, trips I'd taken, everything. And a lot of it I had digitally backed up, but there was something about this analog photograph, about this physical object that I thought really articulated our need for objects, our need for physical manifestations of spiritual and emotional ideas. And so this was you know, sort of the meaning of the song to me once it kind of came about. And hope you guys enjoy it.
Winter came on and we packed the car, a Riviera to Pittsburgh following stars. Mom drank coffee from a footprint's cup, Dad burned a door with the windows rolled up. Made a stop in Warren, Ohio. The forecast said we might see snow. Uncle Bob was in a home and the mill shut down. Yeah, you can't drink the water in that foundry town. Sorted all out in a cellophane book, a collection of us time overtook. Frozen smiles and a red-eyed gaze, a rectangle memory, Polaroid days. A gold rush river in Tennessee. Me and my brother were out and free. Everything else was all right then too. A few pages later now, what can you do? Where'd they get those threads and who's that friend? I never knew all the places they'd been. It's hard to believe where the years all went. It's easy to see where the hope got spent. Sorted all out in a cellophane book, a collection of us time overtook. Frozen smiles and a red-eyed gaze, a rectangle memory, Polaroid days. That album looks a lot like me, but it's my old man back in 83. I still remember that gray LeSabre, back in the days when living was braver. Some things are better off left in a box, or just out of sight like Buicks on blocks. Gotta find a way back to easier ways. Yeah, I wanna live a life like Polaroid days. Sort it all out in a cellophane book, a collection of us time overtook. Frozen smiles and a red-eyed gaze, rectangle memory, Polaroid days. A rectangle memory, Polaroid days.
We turn now to Lillian King from Chicago, Illinois, who likes to write about elements, you know, the wind and the water, and Chicago certainly is a great place to do that. She released an album this year that I'm crazy about. It's called In Your Long Shadow. It's gorgeous and solitary, and I don't know, the way that it makes me feel like I don't have to pinch myself because I already know that I'm here. Nina Simone's music makes me feel that way, and so does Slim Whitman. Now, Lillian King does too. Lillian will be talking about one of her greatest influences, her father, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Neil King, Jr., and his book of nonfiction, American Ramble, about his 300-some-plus miles walk from Washington, D.C. to New York City. And by the way, if you're looking for a great book, or if you need to find that holiday gift, this book won't disappoint you, American Ramble. I'm halfway through it, and I've really enjoyed it. Let's go to Lillian King right now.
Hi, my name is Lillian King, and I play music in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. This year, I released my debut album, In Your Long Shadow. I'm sharing two songs from that album, Shadow and Tiber Creek. In 2023, my dad wrote an amazing book called American Ramble, about a month-long walk he took from Washington, D.C. to New York City. It's a memoir, but also a wonderful reflection on the land and the history of that part of America. It's so rich and fun, and I'm so grateful that this book exists. In the book, he talks about the grief he felt when he lost his brother, Kevin. He said, "Grief found a way of blending with joy and deepening it. Sorrow is the shadow of love." I think that's such a profound and sort of optimistic way to talk about grief, how it's a reminder of the love you have for the person. And I used that same metaphor in my song, Shadow. Tiber Creek, while also a grief song, is really a tribute to the natural wonders of Washington, D.C., where I grew up. Tiber Creek is an ancient tributary that runs into the Potomac River. They built the National Mall over it, and they thought that the creek was history, until a team breaking ground on the African American History Museum saw water bubbling up from the foundation. The creek was always there, running underground. From our house in D.C., it's 7 miles round trip to run to the Lincoln Memorial. It's a perfect run. My dad ran that loop a ton when he trained for marathons, then walked down the mall for years on the way to Georgetown for cancer treatments. I like to picture the old river quietly flowing underneath him all those years, keeping him company. I've always written about water, but recently I've been writing so much about the wind. I have a new awareness of it now, like it's constantly reminding me that I'm alive. And in Chicago, especially in the winter, there's a lot of wind. So Tiber Creek has a lot of wind metaphors in it. It's a song that took me a really long time to write, and I'm very proud of it. Thank you so much for having me and for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Time my own. used to have. What is marble? What is green grass? When Tiber Creek crawls from the past, and all night I rip the house apart. In your long shadow.
We began today's show with a band called Chamomile in Whiskey, and we're going to end in a similar way with Argentinian singer-songwriter Mimi Paulette, who just released her debut album, and her tune Milk in Whiskey. One of my family's favorite drinks, especially around the holidays, is made with American whiskey, bourbon it's called, over a little bit of ice and 7-Up. It's an easy drink to drink. My grandfather, a little old Frenchman named Buck, who was a barber and he played the fiddle, would say that bourbon has a French word bon in it, which means good in French. So bourbon must be good, and indeed it is. I'm going to mix one up for you right now. You know, the key is not to put a whole lot of bourbon in it, but you need the 7-Up. Not too much. It's actually sweet stuff. And then here is just a little bit of that bourbon. Now, you don't need to get fancy with this bourbon. Okay, maybe a little over an ounce. I want to wish you all a big and bright Merry Christmas. That is delicious.
Hi, my name is Mimi Paulette. I'm a singer-songwriter from Argentina, but I currently live in Spain and collaborate with a band from the UK. And I'm releasing my debut album, Milk and Whiskey, in the new year, a collection of songs I never really expected I would write. Folk music has always been around me. I didn't always pay attention to it, but it was always in the background, like a familiar scent. My first memories of it are my parents listening to Joni Mitchell, Tom Waits, James Taylor, and Carole King in our living room. Those are the voices that feel like home, even when home keeps changing. Music was always a plan for me. I studied to be a musician, but life sometimes it just takes you in directions you don't expect. I left music behind for a while, became a pastry chef, and moved to Spain. Then an opportunity took me to Ireland. And it was there where I found music again. It's where I started really listening, enjoying it, and actually writing. But it wasn't rock or metal like the music I listened to before. It was these other voices that felt intimate, like they were singing right next to you. Honest, raw, and poetic. Folk music felt like home at a moment when I needed one. And I think that's why I fell in love with it. As we go into the new year, I've been thinking a lot about what I'm hoping for the world in general and for my own as well. I hope for a world where we listen a bit more and treat each other with more kindness. The world feels fast and rushed and a little broken. And I feel like we've lost touch with what really matters, our connection to the earth and to each other. And I really believe it's important for us to slow down and find that again. And for myself, I hope to build a life that feels grounded. I've moved around so much the last few years, adapting again and again, that I want to root myself a little and build community. This year's a big one though. Releasing my debut album feels both terrifying and beautiful. There are songs in there with words I never thought I'd say out loud, but they are honest, and that's really scary, but that's also why I think it's the right time. Not because it's perfect, but because I've waited so long to feel ready, to have the perfect voice, the perfect songs, and I don't think I'll ever feel like that. We're always evolving, always searching, and I've realized we can't always wait to have everything figured out. At some point, you just have to let things go. So thank you for listening, and I hope the year ahead brings you whatever it is you're longing for too.
When your heart is heavy with lover's disease, find her in a garden with dirt on her knees. sipping her gray with the daffodils. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She pours us some milk, ripping tragic tales my tongue can tell. She loves me with roses and foxglove bells.
And that's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our guests, Chamomile and Whiskey, poet Gino Sky, the Larson Brothers out of Western North Dakota, Seth Lakeman and Ian Anderson. How about that? Lillian King, Daniel Stepp, and Mimi Paulette. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Lizzie Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Support comes from the John and Elaine Andrus Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find that lucky old sun until we meet again.